Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. Can you imagine how we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. And you know, when we say, I believe, we're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if, or I kind of like it, or it does something for me. No. We're saying, it is the truth because God has said so. I believe in the communion of saints. I remember when I was in maybe the second grade, that would be Sister Mary Maris. She taught us the creed, and when I would say, I believe in the communion of saints, I honestly thought it meant that the saints went to Holy Communion, which they did, but that's not what we mean when we say, I believe in the communion of saints. What we mean when we say, I believe in the communion of saints, it means that the church that Jesus founded is in three places. First, all over the earth. Second, in heaven. Third, in purgatory. And those are saved, except they must first be purified, because they died not quite completely in love with God. And Scripture says that they, by the mercy of God, are purified as in fire, so to be able to be with God face to face for all eternity. So, the Holy Catholic Church is in three places. On earth, in heaven, and in purgatory. We are family. May I please just illustrate this with a personal example. I am one of five brothers and sisters. My mother's name is Catherine. We could speak about Dad too, but Mother comes to mind very especially. She prayed for us five children, my Irish mother, all the time. Oh, how she prayed for us. Now, it seems to me that she prayed more for her priest son than for the other four. Not because of any favoritism or because I personally deserved to be prayed for more, but because she kind of realized that heavier stakes were riding on me. I mean, if a priest fails, that's the most terrible thing. So my mother prayed for me a whole lot. Maybe that's why you and I are conversing. Anyway, can you imagine my mother dying? In fact, she did, and I placed her in the ground. And the only God knows, I think my mother was saved. She was a good, good mother, a good wife, a good woman. Can you imagine my mother now going before Christ and praying for her five children, praying for her priest's son, and Jesus saying to her, you can't pray for your son. You're in heaven now. Of course, Christ would never say that, but just try to imagine it. My Irish mother, who's kind of quick on the draw and very sweet, would say, and you call this heaven and I can't pray for my son? Can you imagine a heaven where a mother cannot pray for her son who's on earth? Really, here on earth we pray for one another. Is a mother, because she's in heaven, going to be penalized? Oh my, oh my. That's why St. Paul, speaking of those of us who are here on earth, said to his followers, to those he had evangelized, my brothers and sisters, pray for me, lest it happen that I, who have preached to others, might myself be lost. And if we pray for one another here on earth, why cannot those who are in heaven pray for their loved ones on earth? You know, it is a fact that the greatest thing we can do for one another is to pray for one another. Let me tell you something from the Old Testament, from the book of Maccabees, which is probably the latest writing of the Old Testament. There was a Judas Maccabee. He was one of several Maccabee brothers. They were military men that would guide the holy wars of Israel. The surrounding nations wanted to swallow up Israel and do away with her. This would be about 180 years before the coming of the Savior. There was a fierce battle between Israel and one of its aggressive neighbors. Israel won that battle, but it had been a terrible battle, and many Israelite troops fell dead. When the battle was over, and the enemy running away, Judas Maccabee and his helpers went about the battlefield, collecting what was left of the ones who had died. You know, they found that some of those kids from the hills, soldiers who had died for God and country, had amulets hanging on their chest next to their skin under their church. Under their shirts. That was forbidden. You know, a good luck charm, that's a form of superstition. But these were good young lads who had just died for God and country. So you're not going to conceive of a little act of ignorance of wearing something that they shouldn't have been wearing. Good luck charm, rabbit's foot, or something like that. You wouldn't conceive of that as a sin deserving of hell. I mean, would you? Judas Maccabee certainly didn't. He buried those fellows, and then among the surviving troops, he took up a collection. This is history. It's sacred history. God wrote it through sacred writers. Took up a collection, sent the collection to Jerusalem in order for sacrifices to be offered in the temple of Jerusalem, sacrifices for the welfare of these young men who had died in battle, noble, full of love, but not free of all sin. They were wearing, quite forbidden, good luck charms, mostly out of ignorance. But it's not just those historical facts, but rather that the sacred writer, who's probably one of the Maccabee boys themselves, adds his reflection, and this is the Word of God, not just his personal reflection. After all, God is the primary author of the Bible. The sacred writer adds, and Judas Maccabee did the right thing in having that sacrifice offered in Jerusalem, because it is a good and pious thought to offer sacrifices for the dead, that they may be freed from their sins. Now, if those dead had been in hell, it would have done no good to offer any sacrifice for them. If they were in heaven, they wouldn't need it. So, we know there is a purgatory, and the people who are there are very dear to us. You know, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, oh my, I just met some of her sisters not a week ago, and how they pray to her. She continues to be their mother. And then you have Saint Teresa, the child Jesus, who said, I shall spend my heaven doing good on earth. A shower of roses shall fall because I shall pray for you. Oh, dear family, make sure you live in the grace of God. Make sure you love Him all your life, so that you may die in His grace and be with Him forever. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello, I'm